The town of Verdun's information-packed business luncheon provided an opportunity for residents and businesspeople to visit over a noon lunch on September 8. The point of the luncheon meeting was to inform people about town revitalization and information about what their tax dollars are doing for their town. Business property assessment was also explained. Introducing the luncheon presentation, Mayor Murray Wright encouraged the attendees to participate in the presentation. "We don't want you leaving without have your questions answered." The town's economic development manager, Liza Park, has moved on to another opportunity, so Town of Verdun Chief Administrative Officer Rhonda Stewart stepped in to explain the details of the marketing plan and provide a revitalization plan update. The marketing plan includes a rebranding for Verdun with a $10,000 budget to do it. A number of submissions were received, with Homefield being awarded the opportunity to provide several logo examples for council to finalize. Homefield is a marketing company with offices in Winnipeg and other Manitoba towns. Stewart said, "The goals of the project include the creation of a timeless brand that will grow alongside the community, reposition the community in an energizing, timeless way. It is designed to coordinate with revitalization, new vision and direction. Rebranding means changes to letterhead, website and social media logos, photos and other symbols identified with Verdun. Much of that is digital." Verdun Community Chamber of Commerce, VCCC, President Carla McLean asked about the value of the rebranding, as did another in the crowd. Currently, the town's logo includes the words "Proud Heritage, Strong Future" with the historic Civic Center pictured behind those words. A question from the floor: why was the decision made for the rebranding? Was the old one not good enough? The SAO replied, "Council as a whole, along with 13 ways, decided that the town did need something new to attract people and communicate, obviously, the strategic plan." Countering this, it was pointed out that the National Trust, a group that promoted Main Street improvement, had, a few years ago, encouraged Verdun to continue with the brand they had. And the question was raised, so, why would you spend that money, along with rebranding, ahead for the revitalization project? Are nitty-gritty details of the placement and design of wayfinding signage, furniture such as benches, downtown lighting and such. However, a very real and present problem is a lack of staff to execute the details of the plan. It was Jillian Irvine, restaurant franchisee and member of VCCC, who asked if the town has sufficient staff for this, and the SAO had to say, no. Stewart said, "We don't have an economic development manager who is going to be key in a lot of this. The first thing is to have someone handle marketing for us and our asset management. We don't have the capacity to do all of that." She acknowledged, "Our utility manager would play a key role as well, getting the asset management. In fact, the town will require more staff than they have regularly had," a matter that Stewart says has been brought to council. Recreation: the operation of Tundra Oil and Gas Place and recreation grounds, including the pool, Ball Diamonds and seven town parks, relies upon support from the town coffers to the tune of 60% of operational costs. Neighboring municipalities of Wallace Woodworth and Pipestone also support TOGP. Stewart said, "Municipalities generally provide a minimum 40% subsidy towards the provision of recreation services. Studies have proved that recreation decreases the reliance on the healthcare system and decreases crime, providing a community that people want to live in. In Verdun's case, the current budget does exceed 60%. She said council has discussed the need to make better use of TOGP facilities all year round. So, our new manager, Drake Warriner, community services manager, and new programmer, are working to find new sources that decrease subsidization. For example, more use of the dry floor space during downtimes, more events in the hall, as well as working with the user groups to attract more regional and provincial events." Irving asked, "In respect to utilization of Tundra Oil and Gas Place, has council ever considered putting an incentive plan in place for the employees that are directly responsible for attracting events, tournaments, that would incentivize them to hit certain targets?" Stewart said, "I'm sure council is open to any ideas, as am I, because we would certainly like to move closer to, flip that 60-40ths around." The recreation overview included the history of the rec complex, TOGP. The town of Verdun took on a $4 million debenture to pay for the capital building project, an annual bill of $333,000. However, no taxation dollars are used to pay that, as the scheduled yearly payment comes directly from the revenue from Verdun Industrial Municipal Waste Facility. The debenture matures in 2031, with approximately $2.3 million remaining at the end of 2022. In 2022, the town received two grants from the Sustainable Communities Fund. One was for the upgrades to the tennis courts and lawn bowling at Victoria Park, and one for the washroom facility at the Ball Diamonds in the Spray Park area. This prompted another question from the audience: with the inclusion of skate park and spray park, does the town now take it over for grass cutting and maintenance? Stewart replied, "We do take over the maintenance and ongoing capital replacement costs. The initial costs of these facilities were not a budget item. The capital budget shows about $500,000 for the spray park, and the skate park was in excess of $275,000, but those were paid for by generous donations. The town has contributed some funding to each, as well as providing the ground space for these facilities. Assessment: Farah Anderson, District Supervisor, Assessment Services, Municipal Relations, Brandon and Souris Districts brought a presentation on assessment. How it affects your taxes. Business property is not based on frontage, but rather a complex three-part, internationally recognized system. Anderson said business assessment is mainly based upon the revenue, and what a property would reasonably be expected to sell for, had it been on the open market in 2021, as well as replacement costs. She took time to explain the details of the assessment process. We look at sales comparisons, we also look at the replacement cost new, plus any depreciation on the property, and then we look at the income approach. For this purpose, an income and expense request is sent to businesses annually. We're looking for the potential income for the property. If you rented that building out to someone, or if you are a tenant, what you are paying in rent and what are your expenses associated with the property, to come up with a value on properties, commercial, industrial or apartment buildings. Those net income values are capitalized, and that's where the assessed value comes from, using the income approach. Assessment rests on median values among similar businesses within a community. Taxation within each town is then based upon the town's mill rates that are applied to assessed values. Concluding the meeting, as the meeting drew to a close, Stewart returned to the microphone and explained that while there is a staff shortage, some of the revitalization plan will require third-party consultants, indicating the marketing and revitalization process has the means to continue. As a taxpayer with a business, Irving said, I would be okay with putting the brakes on some of this stuff, because that's a lot of money that we're talking about spending over the next couple of months. It would be okay to just press the pause button and regroup. I would support that. Deputy Mayor Tina Williams thanked people for attending and said, if anyone has any more questions, don't be afraid to get hold of Rhonda or any of the councillors that are here. This luncheon was the second in the series of Town of Verdun business luncheons. The November 10th agenda topics are introduction of new council, a town organizational chart and municipal procedures and zoning and permitting. For further information, contact the municipal office or email edem@verdun.ca.